The Ordeal of Gilbert Pinfold, a conversation piece, by Evelyn Waugh. Read by Michael Cochrane. Chapter 1. Portrait of the Artist in Middle Age. It may happen in the next 100 years that the English novelists of the present day will come to be valued as we now value the artists and craftsmen of the late 18th century. The originators, the exuberant men, are extinct, and in their place subsists and modestly flourishes a generation notable for elegance and variety of contrivance. It may well happen that there are lean years ahead, in which our posterity will look back hungrily to this period when there was so much will and so much ability to please. Among these novelists, Mr. Gilbert Pinfold stood quite high. At the time of his adventure, at the age of 50, he had written a dozen books, all of which were still bought and read. They were translated into most languages, and in the United States of America enjoyed intermittent but lucrative seasons of favor. Foreign students often chose them as a subject for theses, but those who sought to detect cosmic significance in Mr. Pinfold's work, to relate it to fashions in philosophy, social predicaments, or psychological tensions, were baffled by his frank, curt replies to their questionnaires. Their fellows in the English literature school, who chose more egotistical writers, often found their theses more than half composed for them. Mr. Pinfold gave nothing away. Not that he was secretive or grudging by nature. He had nothing to give these students.